Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for calling in, and let's see. Oh, something fun coming up. Summertime, all of that kind of thing. New people, new faces. Not on the radio, of course, but you have some intern introductions for us.
That's right. So Frontier Extension District was granted a part of the Kansas 4-H Summer Grant that they were given to help combat COVID learning loss within our communities in Kansas. And so we got to bring on 4 summer interns this summer to help do programming within our communities. And so I wanted to go ahead and introduce those individuals on the radio here. And if you see them out and about, or if we're partnering with you this summer, and let us know how we can help you out. We're here to help. So we have 4. Timothy Pierce is in the Ottawa office. He's a Franklin County 4-H alumni. He's up at Kansas State University working on his horticulture degree. So we're excited to have him because we're doing some pollinator gardens in town and down in Garnett. So he's been a huge help that way, understanding those plants and what we can do for the kids with those pollination gardens. We have Mariah Reynolds. She just graduated from Pittsburgh University with her FACS teaching degree and took a job in Oskaloosa, but she's been coming down to Frontier Extension District to work with the youth this summer, and she's really great at all the STEM technology work that we're doing with the communities this summer. We have Jara Butterfield, who's a sophomore up at Kansas State University, working on her family and consumer science teaching degree. And she is OSAGE 4-H alumni. And she is so bubbly and such a joy and has such great energy with the youth in the communities. And then our 4th one is Addison Easter. She is also an OSAGE County 4-H alumni. And Addison has a passion for working with youth and saw the interns last year and knew that she wanted to come on if we did it again this summer. And so I'm so glad to have her on board. And they're all 4 unique and amazing individuals and doing some really great things. We finished our biking program with the Ottawa Library last week. They start their biking program with Linden Library this week. And that's a group of individuals. And they do a little lesson about biking. They work on bike safety. They learn how to change a tire. They learn some great facts about and some interesting material on exercising and just being outdoors and how it's so important for our mental and physical health as human beings. And so we're just doing some really great work, and I'm really proud of them, and they're rocking it. And again, for my 4-H'ers, you'll see them at fairs. So if you see them out and about, make sure you say hi and introduce yourself and make them feel welcome in our communities.
Sounds like a really good crew coming on to support some really good programs. And can we expect that maybe you'll bring them in and we'll get to talk to them?
I'm hoping to make that happen this summer, yes, because I think that would be great for them to talk on the radio to everyone.
That would be great. Get a chance to hear what they've got in mind and what they're especially looking forward to. And in the meantime, like you said, fair is coming up. We'll get a chance to be out and maybe put some faces with the names.
That's correct. And for all my 4-H'ers out there, I hope you're busy working on your 4-H fair projects. In Anderson County, our fair entry system will open soon. So just be thinking about what projects you want to bring to fair, and that will be here before we know it.
Oh, good grief. That's true. It's June. How did this happen? Well, thank you very much, and we do look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.